Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of February 21st, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Heavy Rain for PS3,
Dante's Inferno and Metal Slug XX for PSP,
Endless Ocean Blue World for Wii,
Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing for Nintendo DS, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
The Borderlands retail DLC pack with the Zombie Island of Dr. Ned and Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot for PC and Xbox 360.
It's too bad they didn't hold off on this until the third add-on pack with the higher level cap.
Heist for PC and Xbox 360.
Deadly Premonition for Xbox 360.
And Hello Kitty Birthday Adventures and Super Speed Machine for DS.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Aliens vs. Predator for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Dynasty Warriors Strike Force for PS3 and Xbox 360.
EverQuest 2 Sentinel's Fate for PC.
Ace Attorney Investigations Miles Edgeworth for DS.
And for iPhone, there's Airstrike Defense, Fighting Fantasy, John and Sisters, Plants vs. Zombies, Rise of the Triad, Robot Rampage, and X2 Snowboarding.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our February 15th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we're giving away Assassin's Creed 2 for Xbox 360. This is one of the best games of 2009, and we ended up with an extra copy from the Child's Play charity dinner when we won the Ubisoft Games Pack in the silent auction. Now that Girl Got Game and I are no longer competing to play this, we're passing it on to one lucky winner.
Enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, February 25th.
Last week felt a little like a PBS pledge drive as we tried to get the word out about our site, giveaways, and podcast to unlock the Assassin's Creed 2 giveaway. We appreciate everyone who pitched in and helped spread the word about what we're doing. We don't expect we'll do this sort of thing very often, but it means a lot that you helped.
Last week's winner:
BitLooter won the Princess Bride game.
Have fun storming the castle! Comment of the week:
Matt J. had some difficulty at work because of BusyGamerNews.com.
Please, please, please don't have your podcast start up as soon as your page is visited. I was visiting your page at work, my volume was turned all the way up, and I had somebody on speakerphone when the jarring music from the beginning of your podcast played. I couldn't find the mute button on my volume bar, nor the X, which would have closed the window, so I pressed the computer shutdown button. That was very annoying. Please see to this issue. Keep up the otherwise great site.
First off, we're so sorry this happened. We've looked into it, and the Flash player on our homepage does have autoplay turned off. However, it will resume play if you previously started it and navigated away. Your best bet is to always stop the podcast before you stop reading our site. We visit the site every day, and it nearly never starts when we don't want it to. We've just gotten the habit of stopping it. Busy Gamer News has partnered with Ramberg Media to syndicate our site content. No, we don't get paid anything for this, but right now we comprise the bulk of their gaming news and hope this will bring in some more busy gamers to the community we've built over the past 6.5 years. In gaming news, the big announcement last week was that EA is shutting down even more online game servers, starting with titles like Burnout 3, Def Jam Icon, The Godfather, and The Simpsons in mid-March. We have the full list broken out by platform on our site. This news has sparked several thoughtful replies. Onyx Primal commented that he had been thinking of getting The Lord of the Rings Conquest, but not anymore since, in a game like that, online is everything. Wolfkin added that this is the problem with letting EA run their own servers. At least if it was the console makers controlling the servers, you can count on the big three to maintain them for the life of the console. Of course, then you look at Xbox Live for original Xbox going down, and maybe we should all just game on PCs, where we can make our own servers.
And JTrain OC questioned the legality of all these shutdowns. Can they get away with this if there are new retail copies of games selling on store shelves advertising online multiplayer?
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
I built a city where the artist would not fear the censor, where the great would not be constrained by the small, where the scientist would not be bound by petty morality. I chose to build Rapture.
We're going back to the vault this week with one of our earliest Busy Gamer reviews, 2007's BioShock. The game reinvented the first-person shooter, or or at least gave it an evolutionary jab, thanks to the inventive selection of weapons and special plasmid powers combined with unique enemies, and the ability to flip security elements such as cameras, bots, and turrets to your side. BioShock felt almost like a sandbox game due to your ability to experiment with traps and thrilling attacks to take down the big daddies, your oversized opponents whose every footstep induced a shudder. The game's environment ping-ponged between sci-fi and steampunk, with each level more amazing than the one before. It also had a fantastic story told largely through flashbacks and audio diaries you pick up along the way. Or you could just shoot stuff. If you played a first-person shooter before, you can jump right in. You'll start with a wrench and soon pick up your first plasmid power and a standard-issue pistol.
Would you kindly lower that weapon for a minute?
The game introduces new elements every level pretty much right up until the end, so you're constantly learning new tricks and gaining or enhancing your capabilities, but in small, easy-to-absorb doses. Except in one or two spots, you can save the game anywhere. This makes it very convenient to quit at any time, assuming you can pry yourself away from this highly addictive gameplay. Keep the kids far away from this one. Seriously, they will have nightmares. There is graphic violence, language, adult themes, and a big hulking monster in a diving suit who can run faster than you'd imagine, with a drill for a hand that's aimed at your abdomen. Most adults will have nightmares too, for that matter. But it's nothing you can't handle. Probably.
Look, Mr. Bubbles, it's an angel! I can see light coming from his belly.
At the time I reviewed this, I reported it was simply the best game I'd ever played. At one point, I went into a fugue state where all I could do for about 8 hours was play. I'd save and shut down, only to reboot 10 minutes later. Normally, I try to savor a game of this caliber, but I found that impossible. While the sequel is solid, we'll be reviewing it soon enough, it hasn't had quite the impact of the original. If you've managed to somehow skip BioShock, would you kindly go back and play it?
While we're taking a trip down memory lane and revisiting Rapture, it seemed like a good time to revel in its music. The score by Gary Scheinman for the original BioShock was, for the most part, riveting. To this day, the Welcome to Rapture music always reminds me of that initial bathysphere journey from the surface of the ocean down to the failed underwater utopia. At first, it all looks beautiful and breathtaking with sea life shooting past glass and steel structures sporting deco-styled neon signs. But then you begin to notice cracks in the foundation. As a big daddy traverses a tunnel in front of you, sparks fly off an underwater sign, and a strange voice screams in your ear that, "The splicers are coming!" Just as the game is heavy with violence, the score is dripping in violins, which underscores the tension as you explore. It feels a little like you're in a horror movie with an axe-wielding psychopath hiding just out of sight. And actually, much of the time, this isn't far from the truth. There are no axes, but expect a lot of genetically enhanced splicers carrying heavy wrenches. Even a lush garden setting is filled with foreboding. You won't find most of this music relaxing, like the Morrowind music we featured a few weeks back, but it is evocative. Just don't listen to it while drifting off to sleep. Who knows what you'll dream about? BioShock 2's music is very much in the same vein, with echoes of the original game's score, perhaps more richly realized. The best part of this audio tour is that much of the music is available for free. You can actually download 12 MP3s from the original BioShock game from 2K Games' site if you know where to look. We have a link on our site in the show notes. If that's not enough, the BioShock 2 Special Edition includes an expanded version of the original BioShock soundtrack with another dozen previously unreleased tracks on vinyl LP, plus the full BioShock 2 score on CD.
What we're playing.
So I've been playing a lot of Plants vs. Zombies on the iPhone this week, and I'm enjoying it even more than I did when I was playing it on the PC. I'm finding that using my finger instead of the mouse has made it much, much easier to plant until I got to one of the later levels where they start to mess with your ability to see, and those of you who have played the game know what I'm talking about. And also, I think the game is going a little faster because the little zombie dudes don't have as far to go across the screen. And I realize that obviously they're going to adjust the timing based on your screen, but I'm getting through the game much, much faster this time. And I've encountered a few surprises that I've really enjoyed.
Well, for me, Plants vs. Zombies on the iPhone has become my bedtime mind clearer. I enjoy 1 to 2 levels before I go to sleep. If you get it, be sure to go to the achievement screen and scroll all the way down for a fun little surprise. I also downloaded The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom from Xbox Live Marketplace. This game had an awesome free trial with a mixture of platforming puzzles pulled from throughout the game, so I bought it and shared it immediately with Pikachu Fan. If you played the most recent Ratchet & Clank Future game, it's very much like those Clank missions where you have to record different versions of yourself performing actions to solve a level. The writing is reminiscent of Jerry Holkins from Penny Arcade, and the art even slightly resembles Mike Rahalik's style for the Twisping Caspian strips. I had to check the credits to make sure they didn't have anything to do with it. It's actually the work of a team of indie game developers led by Matt Korba, who expanded their Student Flash project for 2K Games. And it's awesome. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. DLC highlights. New WiiWare includes Art of Balance, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Justice for All, and Warman Tactics, plus Sonic & Knuckles for Sega Genesis.
New DSiWare is Prehistoric Man, Real Soccer 2010, Scrabble Classic, Spaceball Revolution, and Spudo. You can also get the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing demo if you have a Wii and go to the Nintendo channel to transmit it to your DS over Wi-Fi.
Rock Band players can download the Otis Redding Pack, a re-recording of Stray Cat Strut by the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and the Chemical Brothers song Let Forever Be.
The PlayStation Store has the Yakuza 3 and Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing demos, a couple Little Big Planet PSP costume freebies, and the Hoth Mission Pack for Star Wars: The Force Unleashed.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have the Assassin's Creed 2 Sequence 13 Bonfire of the Vanities DLC, but for some reason the PS3 versions are $2 to $3 more. Note that if you didn't buy the limited edition Assassin's Creed 2 set, you can get 3 secret locations, but only with the Bonfire of the Vanities if you pick the higher price bundle. These are not sold separately. There's also new Resident Evil 5 missions in the Lost and Nightmares pack, but for some reason only Xbox 360 has the free Extra Figures DLC.
Xbox Live Marketplace also has The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom and the Need for Speed Shift Ferrari Racing series.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow GameWatcher and Girl.Game. That's GRRL.Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send GameWatcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And would you kindly take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes? Thanks to those who braved an iTunes install last week, we're now at 12 ratings and 6 reviews.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now.
stick. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.
I'm Atlas, and I aim to keep you alive.